Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, hour number two. Jim Tucker always gets more intel building up to Bilderberg. Coming up in less than a month in Greece. He's going to be popping in at the start of the next hour. Got another guest popping in who helped expose. Well, you really did hear first 11 years ago that PETA makes their employees go out and adopt animals to take them back to their office and kill them. Because I know somebody who worked inside PETA and saw it and couldn't be part of it and quit. But now it's mainstream news. So we'll spend about 15 minutes on that coming up. And then we'll also have the Duncanville, Texas City Council member who was arrested by the mayor for speaking out against red light cameras, which, by the way, federal courts have ruled are illegal. A Texas state court ruled it was illegal a few months ago, the way they administer them. They don't care. I had the Austin police chief in the studio, and I said, Texas courts ruled your cameras are illegal. Doesn't have the right licenses. Doesn't have the private detective license. Didn't follow the regulations. It's illegal. And he said, I say it's not. I tell you, man, this is gangster government, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what it is, gangster government, thug government. That's what this society is, a bunch of rogues doing whatever they want, whenever they want, and they've been doing it so long, they think it's normal. They think it's funny. They think it's completely above board. All right, I'm going to try to focus. We'll cover Bilderberg next hour. I want to open the phones up in this hour. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. But here's the issue. When we come back, I'm just going to spend 5 minutes on it and detail it and then move on. I want to get your take on it. They've got hate crime laws introduced that will ban free speech in the United States. I mean, openly ban it with felonies. They're not just going to shut your website down. They're not just going to shut your speech down. They're going to charge you with a federal felony. And they're pushing it on national news right now with these, you know, heart-tugging, pulling on the heartstrings examples. And I got the bill number. I got it all. Meanwhile, there's a treaty that will effectively end the Second Amendment. And that's not Alex Jones saying it. That's CNN. I have read most of the treaty, interpreted it as banning reloading as terrorism and restricting being able to clean or disassemble your firearms and selling guns in or out of the country and going after gun shows. It's got a bunch of that. And if you don't think treaties govern things, look how NAFTA and GATT governs everything. Look at how we can't spend the money domestically with a stimulus package. It has to be given to foreign companies who are got big banks backing them up unfairly because you can't restrict the bids to U.S. companies. Not that they exist anyway. I mean, that's what treaties do. But there are so many examples of free speech being trampled and annihilated and just ripped into pieces, rendered down into slag heaps, that I'll try to go over the latest developments, give you this bill number when we get back, and cover it. But I do want to encourage everybody. They're censoring us all over YouTube, Google, all over other video sites. I mean, there is a culling, an extermination, a Terminator operation. The best way to describe it is a purge against my videos and my material on the web because the establishment has got hit pieces coming out against us. We got hack attacks ongoing against us. We got all sorts of harassment going on against us. I mean, it is like we jumped in front of a train. Because we are hitting them hard. We're saying arrest the bankers. Bypass the puppet, Republicans and Democrats. The bankers are illegitimate. Their takeover of our country is illegitimate. This is criminal. This is nothing but a situation of crime. And they don't like that.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, it was Jim Tucker in early June, June 10th, when we published the article first, because we interviewed him before he wrote articles about it. It said his Bilderberg contacts said they were going to plunge the price of oil. So we're the ones that broke it. Jim Tucker, he's coming on next hour. I'm always making these new discoveries about everything we've predicted and broken. And I guess that's why we're numero uno in the alternative media, the tip of the spear in the front lines of the info war. And those of you out there envious of us because we're in the pole position, be glad you're not in the pole position. It is exhilarating, bracing, also very gripping. Okay, let's go ahead and go into the news and then your phone calls. If you go up to InfoWars.com, you can just put in the search engine, is your blog a weapon? Is your blog a weapon? And it says, law professor Eugene Volk blogs about a U.S. House representative's bill proposed by Representative Linda T. Sanchez and 14 others that could make it a federal felony to use your blog's social media like MySpace, Facebook, or any other website to cause substantial emotional distress through severe, repeated, and hostile speech. And you notice now they're trying to indict and go after Craigslist. They don't want people on message boards and comment boards. They want to punish the web providers to set the precedent so the web providers, the platform providers, won't let you have a free speech venue. Believe me, it's hell letting people just post whatever they want. To the point of we had to start trying to control it. Believe me, I don't want to pay people to be in there doing that. Just because folks were trying to set us up on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Kill this person. Kill that person. Things like that. And so what they're doing is they're coming in and saying if something hurts someone's feelings, if they say it hurts their feelings, you will be arrested and charged with a felony. Now, what happened to Robin Page and countless others? But he was a big TV show host of One Man and His Dog. We had him on the show when it happened. He is not even a conservative or a liberal. He's at a rural affairs meeting. He says, you know, they're taking our farms and land. We need the same rights as rural communities, as Muslims and homosexuals. And the federal police came and arrested him and said, you're not allowed to say homosexual. Groups say that's hurtful. If a group, a protected group, says the word blue sky hurts them, you're arrested. Do you understand that? And I'm not joking when I say that. You know, it starts with the N-word and you're arrested. And it starts with, they've got some term in England, I think, called WOG. People are arrested for that. You can Google the headline or search engine the headline. Where hundreds arrested in racism raid or hate raid. And it says they have secret police officers that sit in restaurants and pubs listening for racial terms. And they slap handcuffs on you. It's illegal in the birthplace of the Magna Carta. But they set the precedent with groups that are politically incorrect, that most people say, okay, fine, take their rights away. And then they take everybody's rights away. And that's now happening. George Galloway, the liberal, whether you support his stand on the Palestinians or you hate his stand, he can't go to some European countries. He can't go to Canada. He'll be arrested if he is. And they've said it's illegal for him to come in the nation. Here is the one of the news articles on the National Post in Canada. British MP George Galloway banned from Canada. Canadian Immigration Minister Jason Kenney has made headlines in recent weeks with his decision to cut off funding to an Arab organization that helps newcomers learn English and banning British Member of Parliament George Galloway from entering Canada. And what do they now have? Jackie Smith, the Home Secretary, the head of the literal police state in England, she says, we will not tolerate bad behavior. Here is the behavior. Criticize immigrants in any way, you'll be arrested in England, and you'll be banned from entering England. And she says, Mr. Savage, your behavior is unacceptable. Well, I agree. His behavior is unacceptable to you, a dirtbag, big government witch who thinks you can set up Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia and Maoist China and Pol Pot's Cambodia in England once free. I mean, what would Winston Churchill think? Talked about an iron curtain of censorship and control over the press and freedom is descending over Eastern Europe, an iron curtain of tyranny. This is an iron curtain of tyranny descending over Europe, descending over Canada, descending over England, and yes, descending over the United States. And we have no immunity to it. You know, take the analogy or the parallel, the parable of Native Americans when Westerners arrive, who had forms of flu and smallpox and syphilis and hepatitis that they'd never come in contact with, and something that would just make a Westerner sick, killed the Indians, killed 90% of them conservatively that came in contact with it, wiped them out. Well, Americans aren't as accustomed to having their free speech taken and secret police and military checkpoints, and that's why it's starting to happen. And people, first said, oh, Alex, it isn't happening. Now it's happening. They go comment on our stories and they email me going, oh, so what if the Marines are out running checkpoints? And so what? They need regular Army security at the Kentucky Derby tackling people that jumped on the track after the race. You know, somebody could have got hurt with those horses. Listen, jackass, The point is you don't have the army doing it. They got plenty of police to do it. Don't you? What is it you don't understand about a police state that it has military on the streets? Military fights enemies. The military kills people and breaks things. I mean, this is the type of stuff that we're dealing with here. You haven't experienced it. You're starting to experience it. And again, a lot of you say, I don't care if troops run checkpoints. I don't care if the stock market's going to plunge or they're going to take the pension funds. I don't have a pension. I don't have a stock market. Where do you think the job you have depends on? What do you think the economy you live in depends on? What do you think accompanies troops on the streets in black uniforms and checkpoints and cameras? Bondage! Oppression! Being a slave! I love that intro at the beginning of Scarface when he's saying, look, I want my human rights just like the President Jimmy Carter says. In fact, can you guys YouTube that, like, start of Scarface or something? Like, I bet if you search in YouTube, Scarface, you know, beginning of Scarface, or Scarface interrogation scene. I love that saying when he goes, I don't know what a Chavano is, because you want a Chavano in every corner? Watching you, what you say, what you do, what you eat? I ain't no communist, and I want my human rights just like the Jimmy Carter says. Take him to Freedom Town. The point is, this is tyranny. This is tyranny. And you're like, oh, that's just England. Oh, yeah, they got a hate crimes bill that just left committee in the Senate, and they're saying it's finally going to probably pass, that literally restricts free speech in this country. And then listen to this. Listen to this. This is the bill. This is introduced right now. Racing. This is separate. And you don't hear, I don't know if Ted Pike knows about this or the folks that usually cover this, but this is there. This is a bigger threat. This is the curveball. This is out of left field. This is the one you didn't see coming. H.R. 1966. And it goes on to say, for the safety of the children, four out of five United States children ages 2 to 17 live in a home where there is internet access. Youth who create internet content, use social networking sites are more likely to be targets of cyberbullying. Electronic, and it gives all this whining propaganda, and the media uses examples of they bullied her on the internet so she committed suicide. Well, then don't let your kid on the internet and on MySpace, lady. They always, we don't want the Nazis saying things that hurt people's feelings. Let's get rid of free speech. And then it's talk radio, and then it's Michael Savage, and then it's Alex Jones, and then it's the liberals, and then it's free speech zones. And you read this thing, this is a big deal, folks. And we need Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson to write articles about this. I know Kurt already posted one, but we need more. We need more! Law professor Eugene Volk blogs about it. Now, here's the bill. Whoever transmits in an interstate or foreign commerce, that's any internet, it's all interstate, any communication with the intent to coerce, intimidate, harass, intimidate. And they're already arresting people, they say, for intimidating emails to Congress. You better stop selling our country out, you bastards, or else we're going to throw you out of office. Arrested. Oh, you mailed tea bags to Congress. You're arrested. Oh, you didn't know about that? They're arresting people that do that now. Saying it's threatening. The police come to your door. Oh, you're buying 1,000 rounds of ammo. That's intimidating. Homeland Security has to come to your door. That's happening. These criminals are trying to intimidate us because they know they're in the wrong. They know they work for criminal foreign bankers. And they're getting ready to try to suppress revolution in this nation. All I can say is good luck, punks. Good luck. I'm not shutting up. I can't shut up. Wild horses couldn't drag me away from this fight. And a bunch of other people are the same, you criminal pieces of trash. You criminals that have sucked everything dry. By the way, I got them grabbing the pension fund news coming up. I mean, these criminals are going to give you no quarter. Listen to this. It says anything that causes substantial emotional distress through severe, repeated, and hostile speech. Hostile speech! Hostile! Now, you try pulling up to a checkpoint where the cops are searching everybody, and you tell them you don't want to be searched, and they're like, pull over right now! Get out of the car! You going to charge him with a felony for being hostile? Oh, I've had the cops do that. You've seen all the YouTube videos of people pulling up at checkpoints. Well, officer, I have a Fourth Amendment. Pull your ass over there right now! Drill sergeant, you're in the army now, slave!
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Got multiple bills introduced to restrict free speech with felony federal charges if somebody says it hurt their feelings. It actually says that. That's what the Soviets did. That's what Europe's doing. This is the model. They're following the same system. And I've noticed, we posted an article about record gun sales. Sales have even increased from what they were, the previous record a few months ago, after Obama won election. Because people knew his voting record, total gun ban in Illinois is what he voted for, total gun ban in D.C. It's what his attorney general supports for nationwide banning. He says on record in federal briefs he believes no citizen should be able to own any firearm, even for hunting, period. And then now they've introduced a treaty, and CNN's reporting it would ban guns, the way the language is written, and so folks are freaking out. And so we write an article about that, and the first comment is, you're a liar, fearmonger, this isn't true. There is no legislation. When there's a bunch of gun-restricting bills, H.R. 45 and others introduced, and I notice almost every first comment on InfoWars and Prison Planet, it's hard to get first comment, is the same-sounding people just saying, this article's a complete lie, none of it's true. I mean, we posted a article, well, Kurt wrote an article, about how Bilderberg Group and CFR and others, but mainly CFR, has Google CEOs and people at the very highest level of the Council on Foreign Relations that's put out public papers saying restrict Internet freedom. And the CFR exists. You know, the globalists used to deny the CFR even exists. That's how insulting they were to the public. That's how dumb they thought you were. But now they've decided they can't hide it, so you see them all over the news. Now it's CFR doesn't exist to, oh, yes, the CFR, that's all you see on TV, is this is a CFR this, CFR that. And the first comment on there is, this is a complete lie, I don't believe it, Google isn't involved with the CFR. That person knows that's not true. The article's linked directly to the CFR. But they don't care. They're there, they're paid to lie. We have paid bloggers attacking us. We've tracked their IP addresses. It goes right back to government IPs. And they're in there with lots of different fake names, and we've caught government IPs. They don't even hide their IPs, folks. They'll go, look at that nice polo shirt Alex is wearing on TV. They try to create class warfare. Like I'm wearing some $20 polo t-shirt and I'm rich. They know how to play on people's minds. And we see that in the Bilderberg, latest Bilderberg leak stuff. You know, hey, talk about how people fighting the European Union work for rich people and foreigners. And talk about how they're making money off this. See, that's in the article we've got that Paul Watson wrote today. That's how they counter us. Look at how the Alex Jones is making money off this. And you see him posting it everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. It isn't effective, though, people. You know, I'm not the government coming and taking your tax money and then giving it to foreign offshore banks. See, what are the bankers going to do? They've stolen $14-plus trillion in 7 months. They bankrupted everything by design. They're bringing us into this world tyranny. And they're trying to pass laws to restrict our speech. And then we're here desperately trying to get the funds to fund this operation. And they're all over the place with their talking points. And by the way, that came out in COINTELPRO talking points. And that came out in the Violent Radicalization Act talking points. Talk about how these alternative media is just doing this for money. This is a talking point. And then we have it directly from Bilderberg as a talking point. Do you understand when you see that? That is a paid talking point. Now, are there weak-minded fools that pick it up and parrot it? Sure. You know, I'm not here making anybody give me their money. And absolutely, I like living in a decent house and driving a decent car and having socks that don't have holes in them. But I don't care. I'm not into trappings and trinkets and crap. I put the money back into this operation and fight the New World Order. I'm not risking my life for baubles and crud. Maybe it's because I grew up with baubles and crud, you know, middle class. But the issue here is I'm proud of what we do. I'm proud of the fact I put my films out for free. And the enemy hates that. They're the ones that take your money. I was looking into the history of Google. And I already knew the history, but I wanted to double check it last night. Funded by Stanford, funded by the government, Defense Department money, NASA money. It's a government front. You really think those buck-toothed geeks, they stick up on TV, really run that? You think IBM is really a corporation? It's a eugenics operation. It's a Pentagon death machine running the Genome Project out of the eugenics facility at Cold Springs Harbor. With their head having to step down yesterday saying black people aren't humans. That's who runs things. Not the stupid twits in their 777 flying around like rock stars. This is a war with hardcore people. And their talking point is how we're making money. Well, guess what? You're going to hear me talk about money when we come back. And boy, are they going to hate this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is MZ, owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. And like Alex Jones, I'm passionate about talk radio, that great bastion of freedom of expression for us all. I'm also passionate about helping people know the joys, benefits, and surprisingly simple methods of becoming entrepreneurs who work for themselves and not as wage slaves for someone else, or even worse, for large companies with no heart and soul, nor loyalty to their employees. If you are tired of being dependent on others for a living and ready to start owning yourself, loving your work, and setting the sky as the limit for your earning potential, I want you to know about an exciting great business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that actually helps people lose weight and can help them make money, perhaps lots of it, just by helping us spread the word about this wonderful unique product. Get on the web and go to chocolate.ownmyself.com. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out our opportunity. You'll know pretty quick if you're interested. If you are, we will connect with you and get you up and running. We don't want any money from you, and you'll be amazed at how simple this system is. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Coffee room where we drink deeply from the coffee pot, my final vice I have left, and was watching CNN, and they got a new statement out by Jackie Smith, the Home Secretary Nazi over in England. She is a Nazi, literally. And that's Nazis restrict free speech. That's one of their favorite things. Soviet, a Pol Potist, whatever you want to call her, a Maoist, whatever. Any tyrant in history, she's certainly aligned with them very closely. She said, look, we stand by banning Michael Savage for criticizing immigrants because anything that could make someone think about doing something violent. See, that's how this works. That's why they're trying to pass all these hate speech laws. They say, oh, well, yes, previously you couldn't say kill someone. Unless you're Michael Reagan, he could then say, kill Mark Dice, call me, I'll pay for the bullets, I want you to gun him down, I want you to murder him. And then Mark Dice put the clip up and had his YouTube account suspended. You got to love that free speech. You can't say, this person's calling for my murder, here's a 20-second clip. No, you're not allowed to show the crime, that's erased, and then they suspend his channel. That's how YouTube rolls. That's how YouTube operates. That's who they are. That's what they are. No. In fact, when the establishment says, kill us, it's okay. But when you say, I don't think our borders should be wide open, our culture's being destroyed, it's bankrupting our economy because the socialist government's putting all these foreigners on welfare, we can't pay for this, and that's basically what Savage says. Oh my gosh, you are banned because you could incite racial tension or violence. It could incite. You know, maybe if I, in fact, I heard a talk show host Sunday as I was driving home talk about a black guy walking up in Florida to somebody who had a rebel flag on his hat outside a convenience store, and he shot the guy, and the guy's in critical condition. And the black talk show host said, well, look, brothers aren't putting up with this anymore. And basically defended it like, ha-ha, we're getting, I mean, what on earth is that? See, that's the attitude. Well, that rebel flag was inciting me, so I had to shoot him. When a rebel flag has nothing to do with slavery, the war wasn't about that. Anyone who knows history knows that it didn't become an issue until the last year of the war. All of Lincoln's quotes, it was about who would control Western expansion. It was about tariffs and trade and northern tariffs on the southern goods being shipped out to Europe. I mean, that's the mainline history. They almost had one in the 1830s when Andrew Jackson was president, but because he was a southerner from South Carolina and Tennessee, he was able to stop it. It had nothing to do with it. It is a heritage issue. Believe me, I know, folks. You know, I'm from Texas, where it's not really rebel flag country, even though Texas was involved on the rebel side, and I had a lot of ancestors who were in the Confederacy. The issue is that I know what that flag means to 99% of people. Yeah, does the Ku Klux Klan run around with rebel flags? Well, yeah, so does they run around with American flags. I was at the gym this weekend, and they had a bulletin board, and somebody drawn a Viking on it. And I almost went over and drew a life rune on it. And I said, oh, better not do that, because the Nazis have expropriated that. And then somebody will have me on video camera in here in the gym, and it'll be on the news. Alex Jones drawing Nazi symbols, because everything is expropriated by different groups, and the public is ignorant. It's amazing. And every time I say spook on air, that is what they call CIA spies. That's what they call spies. And they call it the spook works. And I get emails going, how dare you use a racial term? I didn't even know that was, to some people, a racial term. That's like when I say Kool-Aid. I go, yeah, the Bush supporters have drunk the Kool-Aid, meaning Jim Jones. And then I get emails every time I say Obama supporters drink Kool-Aid. And they go, you're being racist. Black people drink Kool-Aid. Well, I didn't know that just black people drank Kool-Aid. See, all this multiculturalism, I always talk to college students. Remember when this happened to me? They teach you race in college and school. Now we're going to teach you every racist term and slur and teach you about your differences all day long instead of you just getting along with each other. It is these multiculturalists that pimp all of this stuff out. And now they've trained everybody. What do they say? Racist? You're supposed to fall down and worship them and apologize. Number one, Barack Obama's a puppet and runs nothing and is nothing. Just like George Bush. And I refuse to play your stupid little games of race and politics and Republican and Democrat. I refuse. I refuse to be part of it. All the groups that want to bash Jews or Catholics or Christians or Muslims or meanwhile, the global bankers set up on top of us playing all the groups off against each other. I stay out of it. But there are hundreds of comments a day, hundreds of emails a day. I'm not exaggerating, saying you're a racist because you don't like Barack Obama. You're a racist. I mean, you people are idiots. And you think that's some effective political thing you're doing. And I guess it is effective because you seem to be, you know, getting ahead with it. Support our policies to be taken over by foreign banks or you don't like black people. You know, what does the UN say? Give us trillions of dollars more or Africans will starve. Meanwhile, the UN's injecting them with all these different chemicals and biologicals and the vaccines and killing them better than a hammer. And every liberal you scratch the skin of is actually a racist eugenicist. You know, that's the big issue here. Not all these distractions. But meanwhile, and then I'm going to go to your phone calls. Meanwhile, is your blog a weapon, is one of the articles, and it links to the bill. I have the bill here in front of me, H.R. 1966. It says if something hurts someone's feelings or something might stir someone, push someone to engage in violence. That's what the Home Secretary is saying. She's saying, well, you don't have to call for violence or anything, but if what you're saying upsets people, then it might cause violence. So you see, now you're free to say anything that doesn't upset people. And the churches are free to say anything that's not political because they're now under 501c3 and under government regulation of their speech. See, first it's don't endorse a political candidate. Oh, and now don't say anything about politics. And now the preachers tell their members at lunch, if it's a church lunch, don't talk about politics when you're having lunch. See, we're all being bathed in tyranny, taught how to not have free speech now. So it goes on and on and on, and they've got hate bills introduced, you name it. This is what Smith says, the witch. This is a witch. She wants to shut down your speech so they can have their way with you. There's no doubt that England's going into serious tyranny. I mean, of the most virulent type. I mean, arresting people, death camp level. That's the architecture of what they've built. It's like they're marching us up to a guillotine, and people are saying, gee, I wonder what that's for. And I'm saying, well, that's a guillotine. It's like if you see a dump truck. I wonder what that big yellow dump truck's for. Oh, they put aggregates, different, you know, rock and stone and asphalt and sand in the back. My gosh, how'd you know that? I mean, this is the exact, it's like if you see in a football game, they go into the shotgun formation, you know what they're about to do. I mean, this is, he's laughing at me again. Can we talk about Joe Madden? It's a joke, listeners. I know it's John Madden. It goes on here. It says, this is someone who has fallen into the category of fomenting hatred of such extreme views and expressing them in such a way that it is actually likely to cause inter-community tension or even violence if that person were allowed into the country. Yes, if Michael Savage, the little midget, old man, was allowed into the country, everybody would just start murdering each other. But see, this is what they're now proposing in the U.S. If something could hurt someone's feelings, it's illegal. And again, whatever you see them doing in public school is what they're going to do later. And most of the private schools are under the same federal accreditation, so they're the same. There's no free speech in schools. There's no Fourth Amendment. There's no Fifth Amendment. You know, you're searched. You thumbprint to get your school lunch. You're a slave. You're a prisoner. You write dossiers on your parents. You're taught how to tattle. And the local Austin police put ads on for kids to tattle on their parents. It's in my film, Road to Tyranny. They put ads on local TV where I live to get $200 if you report on your parents. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is tyranny. And it's going on nationwide. So there, now there is her quotes. Now there's six names that won't be listed. I wonder who those names are. Probably. I bet I'm on there. They really hate my guts over there. You would have thought I was an 800-foot cyclops when I was walking down the streets of London to the police. I mean, they're just scared to death. Anybody with a camera, anybody that can string a sentence together. I would show British citizens the cameras all around them, and they'd say, I don't see them. That's a famous clip in Terror Storm. The guy says, I don't see that camera. And he smiles. And see, the guy was intelligent. He was engaging in Crime Stop and doublethink. In fact, you guys search engine the definition of Crime Stop. I want to give them the exact Orwell definition of doublethink and Crime Stop. And he Crime Stopped. He said, I don't see those cameras. They don't exist. And he laughed. I said, they don't exist? He said, yeah. I choose not to see them. That is the essence of cowardice, the essence of subservience, the essence of capitulation to tyranny. Well, I'm not doing it, and I declare independence against this tyranny. Jim Tucker's coming up and your calls. I know you've been holding, folks, but I'm on a roll here today. Now, let me say this. The latest Bilderberg Group leak, and Estelin is with family on a family trip right now. He will be on Monday with exclusive info for you here. Monday's coming up in 3-4 days. What does it say in here how the Bilderberg Group is going after and demonizing anti-EU leadership in Ireland and other places? They say, put out news reports about how they're making money. The anti-EU group is making money off this. That's good for the commoners. That's good for the fishmongers down the streets. You know, play class warfare with them. What does the big super banks do? They play the poor people off against the middle class. It's always the same, folks. The globalists are weak. They're a small group of people. So they got to play them off. So, oh, these politicians and community leaders that don't want to give up their country's sovereignty and be taxed by the European Union, they want money. They're getting rich off of it. Same stuff they put out on us. When I put my videos out for free, when I put them out on the web for free, when we make a fraction of the capital we would because of it, I still do it because I want to win. I want to beat the tyrants. I know I'm in the right. I passionately care about what I'm doing. I am a pure soul. When it comes to this fight, I'm a pure soul. I'm certainly not a pure soul in every other issue. I got desires of the flesh, as they say. Let me tell you. Whether it's a giant plate of enchiladas or other things. Lord knows. Lord knows I'm a dirty dog. But the point here is that when it comes to fighting tyranny and fighting bullies, I am pure of heart. My motives are pure as the driven snow. And I'm proud of who I am. And I love all the attacks. Again, I love that clip in Network when the old news editor comes in and says to the new corporate guy, he says, if you put Howard Beale on the air, I'm going to go to all the papers and TV. I'm going to make a big stink in this town. And he goes, good. We need the publicity. Do as much as you can. Now get out of here. You're fired. If you're not out by noon, I'll have you thrown out. Got to find that clip. Network's around here somewhere in the office. So at a base level, I love being attacked. Because for Alex Jones's success and Alex Jones's overall getting the word out, because people are attacking me who do this just their ego, a lot of them, because I'm in pole position and they can't stand it. But it's sick and evil that I get off on being attacked because overall it is damaging to the liberty and freedom movement. And that's why the system does it. They know attacking me as a figurehead will in some ways hurt the overall movement. But me, the individual, it just makes me incredibly powerful. You understand, it makes Limbaugh incredibly powerful to be attacked on Oxycontin and being caught with Viagra coming back from the third world and acting like a fool. That hurts the Republican Party, but it helps Rush Limbaugh, that he just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, it's the same with me. It makes me bigger and bigger and bigger, even though they're fake attacks. But it does do some damage overall the liberty movement. So you see, the evil side of me, the worldly side, the Machiavellian, cold-blooded side goes, oh, this is great, more attacks. And it's actually a sick form of entertainment for me, but I just don't have time to ever focus on it anymore, even though I do enjoy it. I mean, really, I enjoy it so much, people can't imagine it, but that is an evil side of me. Because it actually gives me energy. I'm like, oh, I'm tired today. My enemies are attacking me. I've got to go back out. No, I do a better radio show, more information. I feel better overall, and I'm closer to God if I do it purely through love. But I have to say that I, you know, want to fall back into going along with all this worldliness. But listen, that said, there's going to be banners up in the next few hours at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I wonder with the big month-long preparation for this if anybody has a banner, but we'll see about that. We've got a new InfoWarsMoneyBomb.net website, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.net, but we'll have big banners up on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. It went live about 30 minutes ago. It's going to propagate InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Did I say .net? I can't keep track of everything anymore. They haven't given me the site in weeks, so I don't even really have the address. Give that to me again, Jaron. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. We're having the once a year annual one. Volunteers just came up with the idea last year, very successful. We're going to do it again. And, we've already filled up the 7,800 square foot office. 7,000 feet has come available right next door to us. We're moving in. We're just putting it all on the table. We're going to expand so I can have an even better, bigger TV studio because we've already run out of room over here. So it'll go to that. You've already seen the expansions we've made here. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Big banners will be up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com the next few hours. Go there and pledge to give June 11th. I don't care if it's a dollar, $10, $100, whatever. But why wait while the revolution's going on? I'm not going to let the Bilderberg Group trying to intimidate me, just saying, oh, how dare us sell videos or have sponsors. That's a ridiculous psyop. Everybody who has a political view raises money or puts out a newspaper or charges. Again, this is mental illness, and I'm not going to play along with it. So since the Bilderberg Group wants to make a big deal about it, I want to say I'm just totally proud of the fact that we sell books and videos and have sponsors and can fund what we're doing. So I'll tell listeners right now, say no to the Bilderberg Group and write to me. Send a check right now, large as you can. I'll spend it on fighting the New World Order and hiring more people. 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Fill it out to Free Speech Systems, LLC. Fill it out to Alex Jones. You can fill it out to InfoWars, whatever you like. 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I am proud to ask for money in the info war to fight these bastards and build up what we're doing and get better and leaner and meaner and faster. I am absolutely fired up about this, and we're having a huge effect, and we need the capital. So, folks, fill our coffers up in the info war. We'll hire more people, upgrade the websites, put out more free videos, and kick the New World Order's hind end. Stay with us.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Jim Tucker's coming up, start of the next segment. Just finishing up on the attack on free speech. Free speech, liberty, it's all under attack. All these different senators are on record saying they want a fairness doctrine for the Internet. The New York Times writes all these big editorials saying, in the Internet as we know it, in free speech, for your own safety, gatekeepers for your own safety. Senator Jay Rockefeller comes out and says, we'd be better off without the Internet. We need to shut it down. They had another congressman last week. We posted it up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com coming out and saying, yeah, do we need to give Obama an on-off switch In fact, pull that up, guys. When we start the PrisonPlanet.tv show, I want to show that to people. We can show them the video. You know, we need to be able to shut the web off. They are doing this and putting out all this hype about the Internet is dying. The Internet's being attacked by Russians and the Chinese. Meanwhile, you read Pentagon documents where they've launched cyber attacks against themselves. The excuse is to hype up and run a false flag cyber attack, which they've already done, many small ones, to then say, oh, look, we're under attack. We've got to take over the Internet. And that's exactly what a month and a half ago the head of cybersecurity said. What did the head of cybersecurity say a month and a half ago that Obama had appointed? He said the Pentagon and NSA are taking over the Internet. It's no longer going to be free. I resign. Then the head of MI5 resigns and comes out and says we're setting up an Orwellian state here. Openly. By the way, did you guys find the definition to Crime Stop and Doublethink? Oh, okay. I don't see it here. Oh, here it is. Crime Stop. Yeah. Crime Stop is a newspeak term taken from the novel 1984 by George Orwell. It means to rid oneself of unwanted thoughts, i.e. thoughts that interfere with the ideology of the party. This was a way a person avoids committing thought crime. In the novel, we hear about Crime Stop through the eyes of protagonist Winston Smith. The mind should develop a blind spot whenever a dangerous thought presents itself. The process should be automatic, instinctive. Crime Stop, they call it, in newspeak. He's set to work to exercise himself in Crime Stop. He presently presented himself with propositions. The party says that the earth is flat. The party says that ice is heavier than water. And trained himself in not seeing or understanding the arguments that contradicted them. And that's what we saw in England. They would say, I want to give up my liberty for freedom. I do not see that camera. And I'd say, there's a camera right there. And he would laugh and say, I choose not to see it. And this is what the yuppies do. This is what they all do. It's a giggling spirit of weakness and scum-filledness. I don't know how else to explain it to people. But the hordes of scum and weak, spoiled brats that laugh at the laws of the universe are amongst us. And the bankers are savagely ravaging and ruining and destroying everything right now, irrevocably butchering our economy. And I got news for the yuppies and then all the servants of evil. You're not getting away with this. You're going to get hurt by your own system. You're going to get hurt by what you've helped bring into fruition. So get ready. All your snickering, all your giggling, all of this being funny isn't going to be funny for much longer, punks. So again, I'll say it, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, big banners going up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. And you can go in there and pledge to give coming up on the Money Bomb date of June 11th. And there's a tour of the office up there. You can see what we did with the last Money Bomb. I want to expand. We've got to expand. It falls to us to do this. And all this Internet censorship and everything else that's happening. You know, we had that bullhorn auctioned off to try to buy a piece of equipment. They went in and put in fake bids and ruined that auction. And that's when I decided to have another Money Bomb. They're not going to stop us having people call here a 1-800 line or going to my InfoWars and donating that way. You know, they even shut that down. We'll take checks. They're trying to stop us from capitalizing our operation. We need to build capital. We need to capitalize our operation to be able to continue and expand. There's a lot of stuff needs to be done, and we don't have the money. So, again, go to InfoWars.com today. Buy a bunch of books and videos. That's how we get the word out. All right, we'll be right back with Jim Tucker. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.